Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 28th. While many Coloradans are spending the Memorial Day weekend at the lake or barbecue, a group of veterans has other plans. Eric Galatis has the story.
As Coloradans celebrate Memorial Day, 395 veterans in the state have signed a letter to Senator Cory Gardner urging him to co-sponsor the Continental Divide Recreation, Wilderness, and Camp Hale Legacy Act. The measure would designate Camp Hale training camp for the iconic 10th Mountain Division as the nation's first National Historic Landscape. Bradley Noon, a division veteran who served in Afghanistan, says protecting Camp Hale is a way to honor generations of veterans.
The returning to these wild lands, to our public lands that we fought for, actually helped save my life. They gave me a healthy avenue of readjustment back into civilian life, back into the American culture.
The legislation would also preserve lands in Eagle and Summit counties as recreation management areas, wilderness, and wildlife conservation areas, protecting a total of more than 98,000 acres of the White River National Forest. In addition to playing a critical role in World War II, 10th Mountain Division veterans also helped turn skiing, which at the time was a niche sport, into one of the nation's most popular forms of outdoor recreation. Noon says the legacy of Camp Hale veterans and the surrounding public lands are inextricably linked.
Not only did they train in them, but they enjoyed them afterwards. Vail Resorts was founded by a 10th Mountain veteran post-World War II who trained at Camp Hale. Same with Aspen, and same with a number of the larger ski resorts and organizations here in the state.
Noon says his efforts to defend his country will continue as he works to preserve Camp Hale and lands owned by all Americans. He says he is hopeful that Senator Gardner will join the fight. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And here is a sports story for you here on Memorial Day. The baseball team from Paonia High School did it again. Overcoming adversity and surviving a furious last-inning rally, the Eagles beat number one Peyton 8-6 on Saturday and won its second consecutive 2A state championship. Unlike last year, when Paonia was a perfect 25-0 and everyone expected them to win the title, this year the outcome was in doubt and no one really thought the Eagles would defend their championship. But behind a very strong senior class, and with an incredible team effort on the final day at Runyon Sports Complex in Pueblo, this year's Eagles left no doubt that they were the best team in the state. The Eagles faced a difficult challenge before the first pitch was even thrown on Saturday. The news that ace pitcher Caden Sirianni would be limited to only hitting and first base duties rocked the team, but they had plenty of support behind him. Senior Jaden Miller pitched a complete game victory in the semifinal, which Paonia won 7-2 against Dayspring Christian. Miller allowed only four hits all game, and Sirianni belted a critical home run in the victory. Then in the championship game against Peyton, Sol Connolly started on the mound for Paonia. Helped out by two sparkling double plays from his defense, Connolly got to the third inning before senior Anders Schopp came in for relief. Schopp put in his best performance of the year, nursing an 8-2 lead all the way to the final inning. Then Peyton rallied, scoring four runs and putting runners on second and third with two outs. That's when Jaden Miller was called upon one final time. Head coach Nate Miller, his father, moved Jaden from behind the plate to the mound to get the final out of the game. Here's Jaden Miller talking to KVNF News about what was going through his mind when he was asked to get that last out.
I mean, the kid had been hitting all day, so I knew I was going to have to get him off balance, so I was just throwing my off speed mostly, and I knew we just need one more out.
And just a great last day for you here for Paonia. Pitched in the first game, closed out the second game. How's it feel right now?
I feel amazing. Last year when we won it, it was pretty amazing, but this year, now that we won it, it's a little different your senior year, this being my last game and everything. So,
and talk about how much it means to this senior class.
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, we had probably had a better team last year, but we had to overcome a lot of struggles this year, and especially when KJ went down. He was a big part of our pitching, but we knew we could still do it.
Leave you with some good memories for Paonia, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Miller set the tone in the victory with his two-run home run in the first inning. Schopp had two hits in the win, and Gray Neal hit a sacrifice fly. For Sirianni, one of 2A's best players the past 2 years, the win was bittersweet. Sirianni will be going on to play Division I college baseball next year at Grand Canyon University. He talked about the difference between last year's state champs and this year's.
You know, it was different because I feel like our team had more heart this year than last year. We definitely came together at the end here with our lower end of the lineup, making sure that we were scoring just as many runs as last year, if not more. Definitely proud of our lineup and proud of all of our young kids that stepped up to the plate and just how much they've grown and how amazing athletes they are.
And you're moving on now to Division I. What kind of memories are you going to have from Paonia as you move on to your next stage?
I'll have great memories, memories that will help me in my career forever. Memories of just heart, leaving it all on the field. I've seen kids here in Paonia work harder than anyone I've ever met in my life. And so that's a heart-wrenching moment for me. It's just, I'm so proud of these boys and how hard they work, and I want to take that with me.
There were tears of joy all around for the Eagles during the victory celebration. When the team was handed the state championship trophy, they chose to give it first to the first base coach, Steve Swartzendruber. The longtime Paonia coach will retire this year after some 33 years as a Paonia coach and mentor. Here he talks about that moment.
The greatest moment, nothing I can describe it. It's just super. It's a great group of kids.
Really, it's a great way to go out for your just long and storied career at Paonia.
Yeah.
What sticks out in your mind here as you kind of step off the field for the last time?
Well, I'm definitely going to miss it, but I can't go out with a better bunch of guys. I tell you what, these guys were super, stepped up all year long and just took care of the job.
In that final inning there, were you having a heart attack? I know all the fans were.
No, what will be, and I just figured we're going to get it done eventually.
And that was your regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.